touch a key, and it just completely hard freezes the system.
Nice.
I'm hijacked.
Ding, ding, ding. We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? It's time to call the Data Doctors at 277-5827. 277-KTAR. Now, here are the Data Doctors, Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney, on News Radio 620, KTAR.
And welcome to another edition of the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620, KTAR. It is Brandon Disney and Ken Colburn in reverse order.
How about that Matt Bauer dude?
Of course, Matt Bauer joins us as general, kind of on the sidelines, helping out.
And we're broadcasting live from downtown Portland, Oregon today.
Oh, yeah.
Again?
Beautiful Portland.
Yeah, well, we were in Seattle last week. With the rain, I mean, we got to be somewhere other than Phoenix, right?
I guess.
May as well be. My goodness. I'm getting pontoons put on the side of the vehicle. It's getting pretty bad.
Is that not an amphibious vehicle already?
H2 Arc.
I think I remember a few weeks ago in the last couple of storms that there was several H2s that were on their side or buried in water. So I wouldn't recommend, even if you have a big, huge H2, to try to drive through those streams.
That H2 had an option that I don't have on my particular vehicle. The idiot option.
Oh, I see. Used to be the idiot light. Now it's just the option.
Yeah. Right. Just smash head against steering wheel to continue or something.
As we mentioned earlier, it is the Computer Corner. We're here each and every Saturday from 12:20 to 2 o'clock for 1.46 hours of digital entertainment, technology information, talk about computers, helping you with your computer problems, your consternation, your issues.
Check out Brandon's math skill.
That's what we're here for. I just made that up. I don't know if that's right. Yes. Somebody that's listening,
could be.
Do the math, and 1.46 hours, is that actually
an hour and
40 minutes?
Because that's what it breaks down to. It's actually less than 1.5 hours, but that's okay.
Hey, it sounded real good to me at the time.
It's like 1.6.
Check out the brain on Brad.
All right.
Hey, we're talking the basics of computer security this week on the show because we helped Channel 5 do a little test with some live computers on a high-speed internet connection and thought, you know, you just never get enough time on television. We got an hour and 40 minutes here. We got 30 seconds here and 2 minutes there. And they did a pretty decent job of showing people how easy it is to start getting stuff on your machine in a very short period of time. We did that live in the newsroom, and I thought we might want to follow that up with a lot more specific information, some more guidelines and resources. So if you go to our website, datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, you'll see the topic this week, the basics of computer security. And then we've got resources right below the description there with our picture still with Mike Hill on it. We tried. We had it and it reverted back.
It reverted back?
We have a ghost in the machine, man. It was crazy.
Ghost named Matt? Not Matt Bauer, but the other Matt?
Don't know. But if you go right down the resources, go right down the list, if you've not done those things or looked at those suggestions for securing your computer, you might want to do that. Everything from Windows updates to firewalls to everything you need to know to try to bolster the security around your computer. There's no such thing as a secured internet connected computer. It's not possible.
Nope.
The only way to absolutely guarantee that you're never going to have a problem with any kind of security issues would be to disconnect.
Right.
Yeah, unplug, don't dial up, don't connect, don't plug the thing into any kind of anything.
But
in fact, you could just unplug it all together and you'd be really safe.
That'd be fine.
You could.
That'd be fine too.
But don't fret, because we've got things you can do. And we're going to talk today about the basics of computer security. If you've got basic security questions, you've got basic security solutions, you've had basic security problems, any of those kinds of things, we want to talk to you. We want to hear from you. We want you to talk to others. And you can do that, of course, through the phone lines here, 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR. Or if you can't get through there, you want to try to shoot us an email, you can do that through our website at datadoctors.com. You'll click on the radio show section and then look for the links to ask a question on the right-hand side and or make a suggestion also located on the right-hand side, and you can kind of follow the prompts and get right through to us here in the studio.
And later on in the show, we'll talk about our Geek Speak of the Week, our Download of the Week, which is a really good one for those of you that want to try to avoid those phishing scams that are out there trying to trick you into giving up your personal information through an email message saying that we just need you to update your account if you would please.
Right.
Pretty please. Pretty, pretty, pretty please. Go to 207.99.
Yeah.
You know.
.ebay.com. Yeah.
So we're gonna help you out with some of that stuff. And, of course, we'll talk about the newsletter a little bit. But most importantly, we'll talk about the questions and problems and issues that you have when it comes to your computer.
Sounds like a plan. That's how the show works here. We're here again until 2 o'clock. So even though you may hear us go to break in a minute, stick around because there's lots of good stuff. In fact, we're going to talk to Adam, who comes to us each and every week. He's now 15 years old.
Yep. And
been with us a while.
Competitor in the Future Business Leaders of America.
Yeah.
And that's right. A trophy winner.
A trophy winner.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And he's moving on to State Leadership Conference at the end of March. So congratulations, Bubba.
Thanks.
Cool stuff. Hey, give us a little tease of the kinds of things that we're going to be talking about when we come back from the news.
Well, that cool Gmail service that everybody hears about the cool email accounts might be coming public soon. And those of you who recently bought an iPod Mini, please sit down and do not punch your radios.
Don't touch that dial, because if you have an iPod Mini, we've got information that you got to have.
Adam's sneaking another Apple / iPod segment in, huh?
That's Adam.
Yeah. I don't even know.
All right, Adam, sit tight where you're at, and everybody else sit tight where you're at as well. Don't touch the dial, as Adam said, because if you've got an Apple iPod Mini, if you've got any kind of digital MP3 player, something for portable music, there's something you got to know about.
Actually, what I think he's trying to say is if you've got a brain, you need to stand by. It's the Computer Corner back after this.